This is Kamala, disciple of Paramahansa Yogananda and minister of the Self-Realization Fellowship. The topic today is the peace of Christ. When Jesus told his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you," he indicated that there are two kinds of peace, the peace of Christ and another kind of peace which the world can give. What kind of peace can the world give? Are there not many things, conditions, circumstances, that bring to our lives a great feeling of contentment? We say, "I am blessed with this, with health, or work I like, or debts paid, or any number of things." We are content. We are at peace with our lives, with ourselves. What brings it might not bring it to our neighbor. He may know satisfaction from other things, other conditions, other circumstances. Yet, each feels thankful to God and at peace with himself. And this is a contentment that is good. Yet, we observe that it is dependent upon outer conditions, and if they are absent, we lose it. Our Guru has clarified for us the two kinds of peace so that we may seek and find the one unshakable peace of Christ and not mistake the one for the other. A visitor to the hermitage questioned Paramahansa Yogananda, asking, "Do you feel that your teaching helps people to be at peace with themselves?" And the master said, "That's right, but it is not my central teaching. It is best to be at peace with the Creator." Jesus himself gave one of the greatest examples of the peace he taught. He did not lose this true inner sanctuary when outer circumstances were the most cruel. He hoped God would remove the cross from him, but he was at peace whatever God willed. When the multitude praised him, or when they turned upon him, he remained at peace with the Creator. Jesus told his disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Why not be troubled or afraid? Because his disciples would be protected by Jesus? No, Jesus saw and predicted persecution and cruel death for them, but he gave and they received that unshakable peace of God. With it, their hearts need not be troubled or afraid, whatever would come. Emerson understood this kind of peace as differing from that of the world when he said, "A political victory, a rise of rents, the recovery of your sick, or return of your absent friend, or some other favorable event raises your spirits, and you think that good days are preparing for you. Do not believe it. Nothing can bring you peace but yourself." Our Guru tells us, "Inner peace for the devotee is like a dam. Its waters are lost by opening various gates of desires, which are small at first, but ever growing." He said to rise above likes and dislikes, for when the waves of desires disappear from the lake of our minds, we will behold the undisturbed image of spirit within. We have all experienced the way that contentment can ebb from us upon receiving some disappointing news. Desires, we learn, are gates through which it can escape us. We can never be happy, Paramahansa Yogananda told us, unless we guard our happiness from all the influences that would destroy it. He said that when he was with his guru, Sri Yukteswar, he could feel the vast ocean of peace which he had created within himself. Note his words, "had created within himself." We cannot sit and wait for God to give it to us. We must earn it through meditation and protect it. This means to guard and maintain inner peace when happenings threaten to take it away. Paramahansa Yogananda said, "Learn to be secretly happy within your heart in spite of all circumstances. Happiness is your divine birthright as a child of God. It does not come by imagination or by shallow meditation, but the devotee who dives deep until he contacts God each day and night. This peace melts into happiness as we place our consciousness there. Our guru reminds us, whether in a palace or under a tree, we must carry this inner paradise always. As we meditate, we can think deeply of his words. Peace is the ambrosial wine of spirit flowing from the cask of silence.